One of Hoover's key aides, Alan Belmont, implicitly suggested this when he wrote his boss that it was readily apparent that Groves had attempted to withhold and conceal important information concerning espionage conspiracy violation from the FBI. Even now, Groves is behaving with a certain amount of coyness in his dealings and admissions to the Bureau. While embarrassed by the FBI's discovery, Groves was unapologetic about having promised Oppenheimer that he would not reveal Frank's name to the Bureau. Moreover, it was a promise he still defended. The general said he did not feel that he was violating the spirit of the promise to Oppenheimer in having the present interview with the agent because the matter was already known to the authorities. He said he wanted this noted in the record because it was possible that a friend of Oppenheimer might someday see this file and consider that I had broken my promise after all. If Groves had at any time thought for a minute that Oppenheimer was actually protecting a spy, he would certainly have gone to the FBI. He obviously was confident of Oppenheimer's loyalty. This, of course, was not how Strauss saw things. What could have been interpreted as exculpatory evidence was ignored. Instead, Strauss pursued Groves and asked him in February to come to Washington for another interview. By then, Groves understood that he would be asked to testify against Oppenheimer and, if he refused, he could be accused of participating in a cover-up.